If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
You're listening to the LA Football Podcast.
What's going on, Los Angeles? Welcome to the LA Football Show right here on the LA Football Network and live on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Thank you all for tuning in, making us a part of your day. This is going to be your Chargers segment of the show. What up, Bolt fan? Welcome back to the show. Excited as always to get into it. And as always, joining me, my better half, the Madman. What's up, Jamal? How we doing, brother?
Doing well, Rye. Excited to always chat with you. It's a fun Friday in the sun. And, you know, the off season never rests, it seems, which we love. So we can kind of keep talking about things, and excited to be getting deeper with the Chargers.
Yes, absolutely. So it's been beautiful lately out in the Southland, and the sunshine, you know, my office where I go to has been so freezing that I literally yesterday went to the corner of the street. I probably look like a lunatic down in downtown Pasadena, walked to the corner because it was sunny. And I just like stood there for 5 minutes in the sun, just like de-thawing from my 60 degree office. But it felt great. I mean, it was only like 65 outside, but that California sunshine has been nice after those, you know, couple weeks of rain. So happy to have that back. One thing that never left has always been here is our friends at BetOnline. Head to betonline.ag today. Use our promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV. Gets you a 50% welcome bonus. That's 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. The Super Bowl is the biggest event in all of not just sports, but really anything to bet on. And so if you want some action on the big game, Chiefs and Eagles, the only place to do it is BetOnline. Head to betonline.ag today. Like I said, promo code BELIEVE gets you some free money that you can place on who's gonna, you know, win the game, what color the Gatorade's gonna be, the over under for the national anthem, the coin flip, all that fun stuff is at BetOnline. Tell them the guys at the LA Football Network sent you. So Chargers edition of the show, it's gonna be a little different because we don't want to get too deep into like free agency talk yet. That's still a ways away. We obviously could do that, look at some, you know, pending free agency we really want to get into, but we'll put that down the line. The Super Bowl is a week away or so. So the Pro Bowl in front of us that no one cares about, but we got the Super Bowl a week away. We just had another big coaching hire in the AFC West. So Jamal, let's talk a little bit kind of about what's going around in the surrounding teams of the Chargers and the implications for our Chargers. That's kind of what our focus will be on today. So let's start with Sean Payton. Broncos hire Sean Payton, the guy that almost every Chargers fan wanted basically since week like five. He is now in the division rival in Denver, coaching the Broncos and Russell Wilson. Before we talk about what that means for the Chargers, what were your initial thoughts on the hire? Did you like it for the Broncos, being subjective here? What do you think of the move?
I did, Ryan. And the reason I did is because I think it was a really astute move by their organization in if you look at the body composition of Russell Wilson and compare him physically to what Drew Brees is, it's actually very similar in terms of stature, in terms of the way they get the ball out, their tendencies, the things that they like to do. So around that area, I think it made a lot of sense. And as Russell Wilson gets older, we've noticed the mobility. I don't want to say has gone away, but he's been much more mindful of getting out of the pocket and running. It's a lot of throwaways. It's a lot of slides very quickly. So this next iteration of Russell Wilson, which isn't the 2015, 2013, 2017 version of him in Seattle, is very similar to Drew Brees with a better deep ball. And so when you put Sean Payton and combine him with Russell Wilson, all of that young talent at receiver with Judy and others, and you sort of see the elements and the ingredients there, I think that Broncos are going to be contending very quickly. And I expect them to be contending for the playoffs as quickly as next year, given how good that defense is and what Sean Payton brings to the table. I think they have their eyes set on the playoffs. I think they have their eyes set on competing for the division title as well. So I think it adds another horse to the race now in the AFC West in a very credible way. You know, the Chiefs aren't going anywhere, win or lose the Super Bowl. It's been five consecutive AFC championship games. That whole conference has had to go through Kansas City for the last half decade. They're not going anywhere. Mahomes isn't going anywhere. Now I see Denver getting elevated. I think the Raiders are still kind of a mess. And I feel like it's going to be a three-horse race now in this division going into 23.
Yeah, it's, you know, for the Broncos, I think they may finally beat the Chiefs, you know, at least the next couple of years, which they haven't done in like 5 years. They're like the one team in the division that is like 0-for against the Chiefs. And now I think maybe they'll get over that. But I'm not willing to make any predictions on the Broncos because of what happened last year. You never know, I guess, with that organization as what's gone on the last 5 or 6 years. And everyone that listens to the show, or maybe not everyone, but most people listen to the show, know I'm originally from Denver. So I am a Bronco fan. I'm fine admitting that. We cover the Chargers, but I can cover them subjectively because of that, which I think is good. But you know, when you look at this move, and before I look at it from the Charger perspective, for the Broncos, so I going into this coaching hire for the Broncos, I thought, you know what, Sean Payton would be great. Obviously, he's a very good coach. I thought his status, and we've talked about it a bunch on this show, his status or hierarchy got ballooned a little bit, I think, just because of Charger fans' disdain with the current staff and with Joe Lombardi. But Sean Payton is a very good coach. I mean, he's had basically two seasons total since he's been a head coach in New Orleans where his offense was in the top 10. He's made the playoffs many, many times. He's had some other years, but not many, too many losing seasons. So overall, a good coach. And at least you know you're getting a track record with him, whereas hiring a first-time head coach can be a great move or it can be like last year with Nathaniel Hackett and a complete dumpster fire. So at least you know you're going to have at least some semblance of structure and a system that's been viable in this NFL. So for the Broncos' sake, I think it was a definitely good hire based on they wanted Jim Harbaugh. He went back to Michigan. They wanted DeMeco Ryans. His heart was set on Houston, where he's from or where he played and his wife's from. And so then as a third option, not necessarily a pretty good third option being Sean Payton. And when you look at the compensation, because that was the big thing, right? When we were talking about with the Chargers, it was like, A, are they going to fire Brandon Staley? Obviously, they did not. B, Sean Payton literally runs the offense that Joe Lombardi was running, which he would do it a better job. I'm not disputing that. But it's still not an offense that me and you talked about that I don't think Justin Herbert fits in. And you just said, I think it's going to fit Russell Wilson really nicely. But C, would the Chargers give up the compensation for Sean Payton? And you see the deal and a first-round pick, a second-round pick, and they get a third round pick back. So from the Chargers perspective, I think we knew all along they were never going to give that up. They don't give that up for players, let alone a coach. They weren't going to give up a first and a second to get a third back in the coach. From the Broncos perspective, this was actually in my opinion, a home run deal that was very, very minimal because everyone sees the draft picks and they just see the numbers and forget how they or where they came from to begin with. So the first round pick was acquired from technically San Francisco, but from Miami in the Bradley Chubb trade. So essentially, the Broncos traded Bradley Chubb and a second for Sean Payton and a third. They had already signed Gregory in the offseason and drafted Baron Browning. So they're already replacing Bradley Chubb. They weren't going to re-sign him anyway. So instead of letting him walk, they basically traded him and a third, or him and a second, for Payton and a third. So in reality, it was like phenomenal compensation for the Broncos. But you all know the Chargers were not doing that. So that's what that comes down to. But I think from the Broncos' perspective, it was definitely a good hire that is going to make them very competitive. Again, I'm not willing yet to make predictions because of what happened last year, but it can't get much worse. The defense is still going to be great, and you know Russ is going to be at least better. Maybe he's – I don't think he's cooked like many people think. I just don't believe you fall off that much from one year to the next. However, I don't think he's necessarily going to be in that elite echelon anymore. But as you alluded to, Jamal, and I'm getting long-winded here, so I'll toss it back to you right after this, Drew Brees, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, top three statistically, his last 4 or 5 years – he was not the same Drew Brees in terms of arm talent and athleticism, but he still was able to be very statistically great in this system. And so I think that's what we'll see from Russell Wilson.
For sure, Ryan. And I think, again, now you have to look at the AFC and the pecking order. And obviously things begin with Kansas City and Mahomes. And now you've got Joe Burrow and Cincinnati, I think, proving that they're a very worthy challenger now, two consecutive years, having gone at least to the AFC Championship game. You've got the Bills and Josh Allen, obviously Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. So the Broncos needed to do something to really upgrade and bolster Russell Wilson's ability to be effective, just given the murderer's row that is at the quarterback position. So you talked about the compensation, which is huge in terms of value that the Broncos got when you say kind of net-net what ends up happening. And for me, it's matchup. And now they, I think, are in a position to finally match up with some of these teams that are high-octane. The Broncos were sort of a Shakespearean tragedy last year in terms of how well their defense played. And you knew how the movie was going to end basically every week, that they ultimately were going to get exhausted at the end and lose the game on a last drive or a field goal or some bust or some leak, because you just can't be throwing a perfect game week in and week out on the defensive side of the ball in this modern NFL. So now Sean Payton gives you that margin for error in theory. And again, 35-plus-year-old Russell Wilson, 35-plus-year-old Drew Brees, very similar quarterbacks. And so in that sense, I think Payton was a real home run hire. And I think the Broncos are going to be there. And I think now, who is the ultimate challenger in the AFC West to the Chiefs? I think we always assumed it was the Chargers. That's what the going-in assumption was this year. Now that becomes a real conversation about, is it the Broncos? Is it the Chargers? And I think the Chargers now have four very competitive division games going into next year. That's going to be a dogfight.
So let's do this. I think we all agree Andy Reid's, if we rank the AFC West coaches, there's no doubt Andy Reid's won. Anyone that says otherwise, 5 straight AFC championships. Who would you go then 2, 3, 4 out of the rest? You got obviously Sean Payton, Brandon Staley, and McDaniel out in Vegas.
Ryan, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that it goes Payton, then Staley, and then McDaniels. I mean, I don't know if there's a ton there in terms of controversy. Payton, yeah. Even if he is a little bit overrated as a coach, and I think you and I believe that to be the case, he's still a Super Bowl winner. And there's very few guys in the league that can say that. It's one of the reasons why I felt very good about Jacksonville at the start of the year, Ryan. And we talked about that game when the Jaguars beat the Chargers week 3. And we said, you know, hold on, the Jaguars might actually be a playoff team this year. People are really sleeping on Doug Peterson. And so I think Sean Payton is automatically elevated to that number 2 spot. Staley, of course, up and comer, rising star, big year to prove. And then McDaniels is McDaniels. You know, he's in the words of George Costanza on Seinfeld, he said, you know, a solid 2.3 GPA. He's not falling behind. He's not showing off. And that's Josh McDaniels. He is the George Costanza of an architecture school in this AFC West coaching hierarchy.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of big changes for the AFC West going in the next year, because you got – I mean, the Chiefs are going to stay the status quo. Nothing's changing with them. It doesn't look like they're going to lose any coaches either again. And you got the Broncos with the big coaching change, the Chargers with the big offensive shift with the new coordinator and Kellen Moore, and the Raiders obviously are going to have a new quarterback. So, I mean, really, that number two spot is wide open. And yeah. I would say sitting right here, I think it's the Chargers to lose, just be based on who they have at quarterback, based on bringing kind of the band back overall, based on Kellen Moore. We talked about it last episode, what he's going to bring to this offense. It's going to immediately get elevated just with his name being on the placard in the building as the OC next to it. The offense is automatically going to be better. So it's the Chargers to lose, but you're having the two other behind them have a big lift at coach and at quarterback. So it's not going to be as I think we all expected going into this past season. It was going to be a dogfight for that number two spot. And maybe one of the teams, maybe it was the Chargers, maybe it was the Broncos, would challenge the Chiefs. But it ended up being the Raiders and Broncos just didn't do anything that we expected. And the Chargers obviously had their own roller coaster of a season, where now this next year, and again, we don't know who's going to be the Raiders quarterback yet. That is still to be determined. But going into this next year, I think it's going to be a much bigger dogfight between those three, with, I think, the Chargers still being on top, but got to play the games on Sunday, right? And Thursday and Monday. And it's going to be a lot more competitive this year than it was last year.
Yeah, Ryan, I think yes, but I think it's a two-horse race for that second spot. I think we have to sort of look at the
landscape. I was trying to be nice.
No, and more power to you for that. I think we have to look at the landscape of quarterback in the NFL. And I think we're... Yep. Depending on what happens with Aaron Rodgers, whether he chooses to continue or retires, let's say Rodgers retires, this is probably the thinnest era of elite quarterbacks now moving forward. It's basically the three guys I mentioned at the top three in the AFC, and then you've got Herbert, and Lawrence is kind of an up-and-comer, and then you've got a bunch of guys who are good and not great. And so if I'm the Raiders, yeah, I got rid of Carr. But unless Aaron Rodgers is walking into that door, I mean, who's supposed to quarterback this team that's going to significantly elevate me? That person just doesn't exist in the world right now because that position is so thin. So if it's sort of Aaron Rodgers or bust in my mind for them to be a contender. And if it's not going to be number 12, I think they're again going to be distantly in last place. And I think also, Ryan, we sort of go through this every year in the NFL. There's about 50% turnover of the playoff teams year over year. And so, yes, it's the Chargers to lose in a sense, but I think that Chargers-Broncos situation is going to be much more of a dogfight than people realize. I think the Broncos have a better defense than the Chargers. I don't think I'm saying anything that's out of pocket there. And yes, with Kellen Moore, I think the Chargers offense is going to be better. But you look at receiver, you look at running back, the Broncos are no slouch at those skill positions. You look at the line, that delta between the Chargers offense and a potential Broncos offense with a guy who knows what he's doing in Sean Payton, I don't think is going to be all that significant. And then when you parlay it with the defense that the Broncos have, this thing's really going to be a dogfight. And I could see a scenario where the Chargers actually get better from 22 to 23. But finish worse in the division. I could see them be a better football team and finish third in the division.
Yeah, which we'll get into it all offseason, but I think that it's still good enough for the playoffs if things go as the division should go based on the talent and now the coaching. And you know, the last point I'll make, because I don't want to show out my Broncos colors here too much, but for all the injuries the Chargers had and everything they did to overcome them, it's been overstated. We've said it a lot. They overcame injuries. They went 10-7. They made the playoffs. They did some really special things. I think Staley did some good things, obviously some bad things. Obviously, Justin Herbert elevated them a lot. Now, the Broncos obviously did not overcome them, but the Broncos had more injuries than the Chargers. They had the most players on IR in the entire NFL. And so when you say it, when you look at it like that, and all those guys are coming back, you're starting left tackle, you're starting right tackle, you're starting center, you're starting edge rusher, you're starting receiver, you're starting running back, all these guys that were gone all year. You're getting all that back with a better coach, basically just saying what you're saying, that they're going to be a much, much, much better team. It's not going to have a lot of the rookie head coaching mistakes. They lost there was, I don't know, I'm sure Chargers fans have heard this, but if not, they, at one point in the season, I want to say it was week 10 or 11, if they had averaged 18 points a game, they would have been 9-1.
Yeah.
By averaging 18 points a game, they would have been 9-1.
That's insane.
So their entire defense is coming back. And now that Vic Fangio went to Miami, and it's looking like Indy is going to be either Jeff Saturday or Raheem Morris. Arizona is kind of the wild card, but it's looking like most likely Evero will be back as DC for the Broncos, which will be huge for them. And that means that team's just going to be a lot, lot better and a lot more competitive, and which makes the rivalry between the Broncos and Chargers that hasn't really been that great for the last 5 or 6 years just because the Broncos have not been good. The Chargers have been up and down. And now we can get back to the glory days when it was, you know, I don't want to say this is the glory days, but Jay Cutler and Phillip Rivers or some of those earlier years with LT and then end of John Elway's career, where LT got started like right after John Elway. But it, you guys know what I'm trying to say. So those days, I think, are coming back this year, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Ryan, I think there's no doubt about that. And we have to sort of remember where some of these other playoff teams were just a year ago. I mean, the Jaguars won 2 games. They were in the divisional. The Eagles won 9 games. They're now in the Super Bowl. So look where the Giants were last year. So when we're talking about these teams that not only made the playoffs but made noise and where they were a year ago, I don't think it's far-fetched at all to think that the Broncos are playing for a playoff spot, they're playing for a threat to the division title, and they're playing to win a playoff game. And I think the Chargers are in that exact same boat, and I think it's going to be extremely compelling in 23.
Yeah, so we'd love to hear from you Chargers fans, because obviously Sean Payton was the hot topic all season long. That's who everyone wanted. The rumors started swirling. It came out that he wanted an LA team. He obviously lives out here in LA now, working for Fox. And there's, I mean, who wouldn't love Justin Herbert, but obviously it was known that he would love to work with Justin Herbert. And now he goes to division rival in Denver. So what are your guys' thoughts? Are you mad about it? Are you okay with it based on what Staley did with Kellen Moore at OC? We'd love to hear it. So hit us up on Twitter at Ryan Dyer, LAFB, at LAFB Jams, or at LAFB Network, or you can text us on the hotline, text Bolts to 31032, and let us know your thoughts. And if you think the Chargers are still in that placeholder for second place in the AFC West, we've got a lot more to talk about for the offseason, but that's all the time we have on this segment of the LA Football Show, Chargers Edition. We'll be back from the break if you're on radio, if you're on podcast. Talk to you guys all next week.
You're listening to the LA Football Podcast.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.